Welcome to the Creating Your Life podcast. This is Day 16, Expert. A famous theoretical physicist, Richard Feynman, once said this, "Science is the belief in the ignorance of experts." Now think about that for a moment. This is a very, very key idea that very few people ever consider. Science is the belief in the ignorance of experts. What could that possibly mean? You may recall Richard Feynman as one of the scientists who were consulted on the Challenger shuttle disaster. You may remember back in the 80s when the space shuttle Challenger with Chrissy McAuliffe, the teacher, went up on launch and exploded. There was a big controversy about the O-rings that were in the shuttle or in the launch and something to do with the temperature. There was concern that the cold temperatures during the launch somehow may have affected the flexibility of the O-rings. O-rings were small things, about 3 inches in diameter, 2 to 3 inches, and they were expected to be kind of like gaskets that would keep something sealed and keep certain things away from each other. There was concern that the O-rings had become inflexible due to the cold, and as a consequence, they failed in their function, allowing certain things to combine in a way that led to the explosion. You can search YouTube under Challenger disaster to see a clip of Feynman talking about these O-rings and what he discovered. NASA officials were saying that the O-rings should have been fine under those temperatures. But Feynman, on the panel there, had a glass of ice water, and he had an O-ring. So he just popped it in, and then after a while, took it out and demonstrated that it lacked resiliency, that in fact, at those temperatures, it would fail for a while. And that ultimately was determined as being the cause. In other words, he was listening to an expert, but he wanted to test it himself. And if you read any of the good books on Richard Feynman, or Feynman, depending on how you want to pronounce it, he had a life where from an early age, he really didn't believe anything that anybody said until he could go out and experiment and demonstrate some things to himself. In other words, early on, he learned that experts can be wrong. And one of the things about the history of science is that experts can be wrong. Another way to think about it is to say, if you say scientific expert, you're committing an oxymoron. Scientists, almost by definition, do not recognize expertise as such. They may recognize that certain people could be more qualified than others to render certain judgments, but no judgments are final. The history of science demonstrates over and over again that people can be proved wrong who completely and absolutely believe in something. And this goes back to the story of Cliff Young. Cliff Young, back in the 1980s, was a 61-year-old man. He showed up at a marathon that was run every year between Sydney and Melbourne, Australia. And the year he showed up, he showed up in Oshkosh overalls and galoshes. He looked like a derelict. People looked at him, you know how marathoners look and people who are professional in the sports world. They have these nice slick suits and they have the latest of equipment. And Cliff Young shows up and he is asked, "Well, hi there, what are you doing here?" And he goes, "Well, I'm here to run the marathon." And these expert marathoners said, "Well, have you run a marathon before?" And he goes, "No, this is my first time." And they looked at him and said, "Well, good luck." Now, every marathoner knew the truth. The truth was to run this marathon and be successful and successful to complete it, because it took about 6 or 7 days. You had to run 18 hours and sleep six, run 18 hours, sleep six, more or less. There was a certain rhythm that you had to create. So they start off running, and Cliff Young, you know, he has this kind of slow gait, but kind of consistent, plods along, and of course, the marathoner's leaving behind. Well, as you probably guessed, Cliff Young not only finished the race, but he won. The key was that he cut almost a day and a half off of the record time. How did he do that? Well, he was not trained by the experts. He was not told you had to run 18 hours and sleep 6. He may have slept maybe an hour a night, but he understood this was a race, and the object of a race is to keep moving. So essentially, even though he had maybe a slower gait than the others, he just kept on running, napped a bit, and got up and started running some more. And he beat everybody. He was a sensation in Australia, all because he was not trained by the experts. So who are the experts in your life? Who are the experts who told you the way you should be, the things you should believe to be true, the things that they know, and so therefore you should believe? You may be shocked the extent to which what you believe is holding you back from the truth. That's it for now. I'll be back tomorrow with your next reminder.